You want to split the shear into two parts. One part to learn how she tastes, which will be first. Then to come back to see the shyness of tastes on Rashi. How Rashi is Miyashi. Rama read the Minaraisa Libitu Ba'al Masabi, Mitam the Miyachish Bidloi Havi Hef. Yotzim Roshisa Yomuta, Kamino Vatoyoya Sharafeyam Michel Vopoya. Tesis learns the reason why Bito Ba'al Masabi is because once he's murdered, it's Yotzim Roshisai. As it's Ismai from Lecha, the same way Lecha is Mamayit, Atiroya Shalachim, Mishal Gvoya, Huadin is Mamayit, Mishal Hefka. You're only over on Chomet if it's called Lo Yiroya Lecha. Zucker Viki Vega. Three Taisis, the big shinui between Taisis and Rashi is Va'oifin Zeh. That according to Rashi, it comes out when you do Bittul, your Makayim Mitzvah Tashmisu. Your mamish doing a mitzvah. Of Lefi Taisis, Bittul is not a mitzvah. It's a loophole. It's a Hechet Timsa that you're not Makayim, that you're not over on Baal Yirah. All it's doing is it's taking off you the Baal Yirah. Because Baal Yirah says Lecha. Kach is meduyik in Taisis. That Taisis only brings in, it's just taking off the Baal Yirah. And the Ramban, Gorinja's son, the Ramban argues on Taisis and says, Mehecha Taisif, it's Hefker, it's Eino Lecha. He says, maybe even if it's Hefker, you're Oiver. And he brings the Gemara on Davova Midbeis as a Havamina by a Nochri Shikibashtoi. That you're over on the Mon Hamid Bez, I'm sorry, he has a Havamina by Nochri Shiki Bashtoi, a Nochri that's Tachas Yadoi, Tachas Vishosra, you're over on Bal Yira. So what then, after you do Bittul, maybe you're still over on Bal Yira. Because you see that if it's Tachas Li Toscha, it's Kar Vishri Yoscha, you're over on Bal Yira. The Ran has a need, and he's not Makabal the Chiddush of Taisus. Grada, if you would be mafgrid and it's a Mishus Arabin, everyone would be Moidi. You have no sheikhs to the Chametz, a Vada you're not over. L'chayr the Ramban means when you're mafgrid and it's still sitting in your Rishus, Me'echatesi over there, you're not over. That's L'chayr, isn't it? The Taisus learns L'cham is yours, and therefore if it's not yours, you're not over. So over here, you see in Taisis a big yisoy, that Taisis is learning that this Hefker goes with the dinim of Hefker of Kol HaKeva Kula. It's not a Mechudish Dike Hefker. It's the regular Hefker of Kol HaKeva Kula. And therefore, Taisis is anything you find by Hefker, you should find over here. You should need Bifnei Shleisha too. That's what you see in Taisis, that Taisis learns it's mamish a regular hefka b'kol dinel b'kol preptah. And b'Taisis, v'daraise ein sarach. B'Taisis was sosem v'loi pirish. Ava midrabanan sarach. That's why midrabanan does bittul work by chametz. Taisis like leaves you in the air. Why? Midaraise ein ava midrabanan sarach. As no, as by Bittul, you should also know. As the Ritvan, the Avava Midbeis, adds on to Taisis, that if it's only Midrabanan, as by Bittul Chametz, when you're trying not to be over on Baal Yiroh, Chazal didn't make the Takana. As that's what Taisis means. The whole thing of Ifnei Shleish is the Rabbanan, as we weren't misaking it all over. You are misaking it by Bittul. That's how the Ritvah adds on Taisis. And the Mordechai in Tav Kuf, Lamed Aleph, he says a different word, more Talmudish word. He says a Yisoy, that whenever there's a Umdina, you don't need Bifnei Shloisha. Bifnei Shloisha is to make the Hefker available for everyone. Of a new year, it's a umdina de muchach that he wants to really be mafkarit, then you don't need bifnei shloisha. as he starts off that it's a din derabanan, and he said the din derabanan is that everyone should know that it's a real hefker, because you have to do it in front of people. Abalu yid is a undere demuchach, as everyone knows, then you don't have to be makir b'fnei shloisha. Be'etzem, the Tosis himself in Shabbos on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis says this, that if you're doing it kedei not to be over in Isser, you don't have to be b'fnei shloisha, because on Shabbos there's a tzir where you're makir to save yourself from this, so you don't need b'fnei shloisha. As Lefila Mordechai, you can learn Tosis Midaraisa ain't Sarah, like the Mordechai says. And then on the Takana Derabanan, it's Mahani Umdina B'Makom Shavash. That's Kilu, another way of learning Tosis. That's the way the Mordechai says it. The Mordechai was one of the Bali Tosis. It wasn't the Bali of our Tosis, but Kilu, yeah, and you have a Tosis in Shabbos. If you could learn, that's what Tosis. The Vinishvi, you see clearly in Tosis, Bittul goes with the Hagdara of Kol HaTayru Kula. It has to shtim with the dinim of Hefker in Kol HaTayru Kula. The Ramban asks many questions on Tosis. Let's see how Tosis is going to answer the questions of the Ramban. As the Ramban, it's not even on the Amud. The Ramban has a simin on Bittul. Mishashir klali on imyani Bittul. Not even on a sugya, just on what is Bittul. That's how the Ramban starts the Masechta. The Ramban says like this. Fregder Ramban, as why is it called Bittul? Hare in Kol HaShas, Hefker is called Hefker. As why over here do we call it Bittul? Misanilach, the shame that it's called in Kol HaShas, Hefker. Why over here did we give it a different name of Bittul? That's the main bomb kasha on Tosis. That if it's a regular Hefker of Kol HaTayru Kula, as why are we calling it as Zakti Maram Chalavi on Vav Amud Beis and Zayin Amud Aleph a Yishuv. They say normally by Hefker, you're mafkerit today that other people should be Zaycha. That's the Chefsa of Hefker. The Chefsa of Hefker is that other people should be Zaycha. Adhechan Advar Megiyim, the Rishainim and Bamutziah Yud Beis Amud Aleph say that Hefker is Das Acheres Makne, that the whole world should be Kaina. As Hefker is a Hakna Lacher. That's the Musig of Hefker. Normally, you're Makne to one person. By Hefker, you're Mafker to the entire world. That's the Pshat in Hefker. But over here, you're not being Mafker to the whole world, because no one is going to be Zeicha. It's Isurei Hanno. As the Lashon of the Miri is therefore we don't call it Hefker. The Lashon of the Maram Chalavi is therefore we don't call it Hefker. Maram Chalavi is Mashma, it's a word in Lashon. We gave it a different name, Bittul, and not Hefker, because it's different. But when the Miri on Dav Zayin says it, the Miri says therefore it's a Hefker which is Garua. It's a Hefka which is more, not Ligamri. Meduyik in the Miri, that he's coming to say a more Lomdish word. This Hefka is a different kind of a Chalois Hefka. It's a Hefka, but it's different. Meaning, there's a Magen Avis in Simin Yud Ches, that the Magen Avis is a Sefer written by the Miri, where he has a shtickle, and he says that the Magen Avis is the Miri shtiklach Simonim on Shas. When he goes to Inyanim and he's Mavar them, he has a simon on Bittul and Hefker, and he wants to say that there are two kinds of Hefker in Shas. There's a Hefker of Hakna, and there's a Hefker of Sila. They're both called Hefker, but they work differently. The Hefker of Hakna is your Machnet Lacherim. The Hefker of Siluk is your Mesalik, your Bailis, but you're not Machnet Lacherim. By real Hefker, regular Hefker, what you're doing is you're makne lacher. But by Siluk, you're just being misalik, you're bailis. Once your bialis goes off, memela, it doesn't belong to him. But it's not a hakma. He wants to say that that's why it's called bitter. Because, and the fizet's much more gishmak. What are you doing? You're being mavatel, you're bialis. That's what it is. You're not being makne. Hefker means a makne to the world. Us made hefker. Bittel means I'm a vatel, my bias. Lefize Kindumali, he wants to answer another shaila of the Rabban. I didn't have it to check it. But Lechoyer, he wants to answer al pize another shaila of the Rabban. Freg the Rabban that the Gemara says that if Erev Shabbos falls out, if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you could be Mavatal on Shabbos. The Gemara later on. Freg der Ramban is the issue of Mekach u'Memker on Shabbos, the Mishnah in Beya. You're not allowed to be Makne something to someone else on Shabbos. Because anytime you're Makne to someone else, you're afraid you're going to be Kaisiv. That's one of the Pshatim. O Mishum Dabra Dover. I said, how could you be mafker on Shabbos? Thus frek the Ramban. The free tesis, it's a regular hefker. How could you be makne? Zot the miri, that's only hefker of hakno. You're being makne to someone else. As that's dumya to mekach umemkar. And that's nichlal in the takon of Chazal, that you don't do business on Shabbos. You don't do haknoas on Shabbos. But over here, it's a hefker of bitl. You're just being mevatel yourself. You're taking yourself away. As then, you don't need, then you could do it even on Shabbos. Thus is the... one could think, it could be Miyashiv, the Shaila of Taisis, and Shitas of Yesi, that the Rabban asks on Taisis, that Rabbi Yesi holds in the Darin, that Hefker is only when the other one is Zaycha. You could also say that's only by regular Hefker, but the Sisilah is different. That would have been a Machshava too. Okay. This is the way they answer the Shaila Raman on Taisis. Why is it called Bittel? V'oid frek the Ramban that why over here does it help a lay? Hefker needs a deeper. Something is only chala hefker if you say it's hefker. If you think in your lay it's hefker, it's not hefker. Yeah. And this is mamish anafka mina ladina. Let's say you want to be mafker something, and you walk down and you plan on being mafker food for someone or a safer for someone. Yeah. And you just thought it, you didn't say it, the hefker is not chal. It's not hefker. You have to say hefker for it to be chal. Yesh loden, if you write on a piece of paper hefker, you put something, is that ksiva kediba? Yesh loden, nachasu. Abadas is hefker needs a diba. By Bazei, Frank, the Rishonim on Taisis, that the Gemara later on says, "Kam upon me, mevat loy beliba, bittul is belay." Why does it help belay? You need a divor. As there's two ways of being riyashiv. One way is that the Ran later on Daf Lamed Aleph, the Ran says that when it says beliba, it doesn't mean, he brings down a shita, it doesn't mean that you could do it belay. Avada bittles hefker, you have to do it bepeh. Beliboy means you don't have to say it loud enough that you should hear with your ears. There's two kinds of dibur. There's one kind of a dibur where you're talking to someone, you say it loud enough it should be heard by ears. And then there's another kind of a dibur when you're talking quietly. You know, like sometimes guys do by davening, benching. They talk. They're supposed to talk. Over there is a din, the shmoya, the aznav, the chatchila, but you're supposed to say the words. But you say it very, very quiet. As the liba, it means you need a dibur, but not, it has to be yishma, the aznav. As the base mayor says, that Tosfos will learn like this sheet. that Beliba doesn't mean you don't have to say it Megamri. It just means you don't have to say it out loud. Very, very sussum in Taisis that he's going with this Sita. Ubefrat, the tour in some tough Lamed Vav, Hagam, he learns like Taisis, says clearly, you don't need an Amira, a lev is enough. Lechayr in the Torah is muhat, that even though he learns like Taisis, it's enough if you do it belev. The shaila is, how do you answer the shaila of the Ramban and the Ran on Taisis? So lechayr, you could say achas min hashtayim. Number one, you could answer with the miri among an others, that when you're doing a real hefker of hakna, that's called you're making a chalois, as then you need a deeper. But when all you're doing is siluk, as then you don't need a deeper. That could have been a machshava. But the miri himself in Baba Metzia on Daf Lamed, he asked the question on Taisis. And the Miri himself says another terrace. The Miri says, being that he's being mevatel, not to be over him iser, there's a umdana that he means that he wants to be mevatel it, and anytime there's a umdana, it's ki'ilu he said it. As it's dvarim shebelev kol adam, and dvarim shebelev kol adam, that you don't need a deeper. That's how the Miri answers. As we saw the aside of Leile Achroinim, that when you're creating a chalois, as a umdina is not good enough, and the Miri over here is mefurish not that way. So we say to Reb Chaim Weiser, others, over here in the Miri we see Taka answers, that's the answer on the Taisis.
Oh, still so a pile of chalois?
Huh?
Still a pile of chalois?
Oh, it is a chalois. But we want to try to understand that it's a different, it's a lighter chalos. It's not that you're creating a new thing, you're just being nostalgic from what you had already. It's kibu, you're not creating a new chalos, you're just removing what's there, as maybe that's easier to do. Still a finish, because you're doing something, you're removing, but you're not creating a new chalos. That's the knish that we want to start to say. It could be the Magen Avos himself, so I don't want to say it over, but Shmoya didn't have one to check up how much he says, how much he doesn't. I have to look it inside to get one, but kids are out. Okay, yeah, up. Thus is the Mahalchim Vadas Taisis. As what comes out of Taisis, the Maisa is, Taisis is learning that it's a Hefker. Efshir, it's Hefker Suk Beis, but it's a Hefker, and it has the dinum of Kola Tayrakula, because Taisis asks from Bechnei Shloisha. Either Ramban asks different questions, as we saw, different Mahalchim had to answer Shitas Taisis and what the chilek between this Hefker and other Hefker. Many of them, there's a Umdana, so this Hefker is different, or maybe it's a Siluk, and that's why this Hefker is different, but it's still the regular din Hefker of Kol Tayrakula. Zug the base mayor in Tough Lamed Aleph. We're going to just be choizer on it quickly. The Ran on Beis Amid Aleph also says Bittul is Hefker, but don't confuse it that he's saying like Taisis. Because the Ran over there says the Hefker only works because Asona Kosev Kibu Vershusai, and your Mafker the Asona Kosev Kibu Vershusai. Taisis doesn't say all this, number one. But Oid, the Ran says clearly, therefore it doesn't go with the Dinei Hefker of Kola Teira Kula. And Taisis clearly is sushtaling that it goes with the Dinei Hefker of Kola Teira Kula. He asks him if Neishloisha. As you see clearly that Taisis and the Ran, even though they both say Hefker, but they don't mean the same thing. The Yeses of the base mayor, the Ran says, Bittul of his, this kind of Hefker is a Kiyam of Tashbisa. And that, Taisis doesn't say it's a kiyum of tashbisa. Ubiyesa, the Ran says, lo yiralecha is a limud to tafkir. Lo yiralecha, make hefker. Taisis doesn't say it's a limud. So those are the shinuyim. We saw it in Beis Amid Aleph when we learned the Ran. we're reiterating it on Dalet Amud Beis, because when you learn the Tosis together with the Ran, it comes out much clearer the different nafkaminas. Okay. Thus is the Shita of Tosis that Bittel is Midin Hefker and the Shilas of the Ramban on Tosis. Rashi, on the other hand, we say clearly on Rashi, Dalet Amud Aleph, Rashi says Bittel is Mashvi, Ta'afra, the Ramban over here in this shtickel itself brings down that Rashi holds the gather of Bittel is you're making it ois chametz. You're making it that it's not chametz. That's a different pshat. As the Ran brings down, Shitas Tosis Hefker, Shitas Rashi is Bittel is making it ois chametz. That's what we saw on Beis Amud Aleph. We're one more time seeing it again. However, over here we want to add a very nice knitch. The Ramban learns that when the Torah says Tashbisu, the word Tashbisu is koilo two things. It's koilo beer and it's koilo bit, according to Rashi. And therefore, the Ramban answers Tosfos' question on Rashi. How could Rashi say that Tashbisu is bittel? Hooray! It's Mavur in the Gemara and Daf Hey, Tashbisu is beer. Thus, Frek Tosfos. Tainat the Ramban. He doesn't understand. If Tashbisu is bittel, as when you do beer, Ein lecha bittel gadol mizeh. If when you do bittel and you say it's afar, that's enough to be called tashbisu, avada, when you do beer, mamish biyadayim, and you're destroying it, that's also tashbisu. As according to Rashi, that tashbisu is bittel, Rashi's not saying it's only bittel. If it's bittel, zog der Ramban, kol shkein, it's beer biyadayim. But Tosfos is muchach not that way. Tosfos is muchach that Tashbisu is only bittel, according to Rashi. It's not beer. What's the pshat? As ma'od yitochen, you could say that it's totally how you learn bittel. Tosfos learns bittel is hefker. There's no such musig as making it ois chametz. As bittel and beer are two different things. Bittel is hefker, beer is destroying. As if the pasuk is going on bittel, tainus tosis. If the pasuk is going on bittel, it can't be going on beer. It's two different things. As it's either going on bittel or it's going on beer. As a mele, if Rashi says it's going on bittel, frek tosis. How could it be going on beer? Oh. But Rashi learns bittel is destroying. As Tashbisu means destroying with your machshavis and thinking that it's ois chametz, as huadin Tashbisu could mean beer too, because it's two ways of destroying. Like the Ramban says, there's one way you destroyed it physically, and there's one way you destroyed it mentally. You're looking at it, you're thinking it's chametz, and it's ois chametz. Every person is kilua mentalist. They're destroying it mamish b'machshavoy sayim. They're changing what's going on. As Tashbisu could have two things. As the Ramban over here gives a very interesting knech in Efsha why Tosfos couldn't understand like Rashi. Meaning we saw yesterday that the Magen Shloim and Rav Nochum, they put down for us there's a shinui between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns Tashbisu could be both of them and Tosfos could only hold one. As what's the hesper in it? What's the lungus behind? What's the beer in the machlokes? The Ramban opens up to us that it could be there's a beer in the machlokes in lungus. Because if you learn bittel is making it offer, making it not chametz, as then beer be a dime is also making it not chametz. They're both two sides of the same coin. You're flipping the same coin over as they both go into the word. Of according to Tosfos, that bittel is hefker, and beer is beer, then as Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the old Rosh Yeshiva, the mayor, wanted to learn in Shir Klali. This is the Machloikis, Rashi, and Tosis. Russia one time was Medayik, the Ramban that way. It's very Gishmak. There are others that learn that way. It's just a little bit Mechudish and Pshat and Tosis, because Tosis is only Mechadish, Bittel is Hefker, in the Teretz. When Tosis says you learn it out of Lo Yirah Lecha, as then Tosis says that Bittel is Hefker. The Shaila is in the Kasha when he asked on Rashi, he was also learning it was Hefker? Or not? In order to say the Shtickel, you have to say that Tosis, even in the Kasha, was going that Bittel is Hefker. And even in Rashi, he learned Bittel is Hefker. And then that's not the Chiddush of the Teretz. A little bit Mashma in Tosis, not that. Efsher, you could say that's a lishitasa yishmak, but it's a little bit tully how you're going to learn the Taisis. Okay. And thus is the Lamaisa in the Ran is very interesting. The Ran says Tashbisu is Bittel, which it means Hefker, and the Ramban says Tashbisu is Bir. As Lachaira in the Ran, you see that Tashbisu has two meanings that are not connected. On one hand, Tashbisu means beer, to destroy. On the other hand, Tashbisu means bittel, bepev, which is hefker. As you have one word that has two totally different meanings. However, Pshat in the Ran is, because there's a Yalfusa, that Tashbisu has a second meaning, either because it said Tashbisu and not Tisraifu, or Lo Yirah Lecha teaches you to be Mavarit. As in the Ran, there's a Yalfusa that there's a double meaning in Tashbisu. As being that it's a Yalfusa, okay. The Yalfusa tells us Tashbisu has a double meaning. It's one of those words in Torah that have a double meaning to it. Because there's a Yalfusa to teach that to you. Okay, this is, I'll say they're up shop. Okay. Let's go back now to what Tosis is on Rashi. Tosis is on Rashi that boy the Tashbisu Amina le Kamon me'acholik shehu mishay shoyz ulomal. Actually, I want to touch in before we go on the second Peretz Kasha Tosis on the third question the Rabbeinu Peretz is on Rashi. Got an interesting question. Tosis has two questions on Shitas Rashi that Tashbisu means Bittel. The Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz has a third question. Fred the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz that the Gemara on Tzadik Hei Amid Aleph says you don't get Malkus for the blah of Baal Yirah because Baal Yirah is Nitik Le'ese of Tashbisu. Mefurish Gemara on Tzadik Hei Amid Aleph. Fred the Rabbeinu Peretz if Tashbisu means Bittel, and you have to do it before Chatzos, as it comes out, the essay was said koidim to the lav. The essay is before Chatzos. The lav of Lo Yirah was only said from Chatzos and on. And the Gemara in Makis, in Daf Tezayin, and in other places says that if the essay is noyig before the lav, that's not a nitikla essay. What's a nitikla essay? You steal. The tikkun is veheshiv es agzela. The essay comes after your oived avera. The essay is coming to be mesakin the lav after your oived avera. The Torah says this is the tikkun. That's nitik la essay. But if the essay was given before the lav, the essay has no shaykhis to the lav. It's not a tikkun on the lav. As an essay shekodmu la lav is not a lav on nitik la essay. As according to Rashi, that Tashbisu Yimakayim before Chatzos, how is it a lav hanitik la'esei? Thus Shrek the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz on Rashi. Number one, you see in the Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz, it's Baal Yirah Michatzos. He didn't ask Baal Yirah is not overnight. He asked Baal Yirah is b'chatzos. You see, he holds like Rashi, Baal Yirah is chatzos. Oh, he's asking, what's pshat? As Rav Nochum said, that Rashi himself answers it. Rashi on Tzadik Hei Amid Aleph. When the Gemara says it's a lav anitik lesei, Rashi says Baal Yirah is mechayiv lahashbis, and Rashi doesn't bring the essay of Tashbisu. Rashi learns this nitik is cholik from every nitik in Kol HaTorah Kula. And Rashi had to learn that way, because Rashi Lishita say Tashbisu is bitul, as Tashbisu is koyden from the lab, as the Rebbeinu Peretz is shayla is doch shver. Aye, how can you say it's a lab and nitik? Let's say the essay of Tashbisu is before. As therefore Rashi's machadish, the lab of Baal Yirah is machayev you to be mashbis. Therefore, it's a nitik essay, because over here that's goof of shan in the lab tivaroi. As ein lecha nitik godol mizeh, the love itself is machayev dashbos. As this is the hechsta darga of nitik le'esei. As a meila, Rambam was mitzayin that kilu in Rashi alein, Rashi is mevur the yishuv on the Rebbeinu Peretz. Says the chendish loyme es on sadik yamer aleph. Why does Rashi not learn the nitik is to tashbisu? But once you put together the Rashi on Dalet Amit Beis with the Rebbeinu Peretz, is doch nifla. This is Nochum's Aisa. The Etzim Nekuda that the Baal Yirah is Mechayiv Tashbisu, he said he got from that Goyis HaGrip on the Rasag. It's also in the Maram Shik al HaPsochim in Zakdoma L'Psochim. And Bez Hashem will see many more. Okay. Now let's go on the second Shaila of Taisus on Rashi. The second Shaila of Taisus on Rashi is the Gemara says that Tashbisu is Acholik, is Mishesha Isulamaila. Achisu Eloi Mahani Bittol. If beer, the Choyvis beer is from Chatzos and up. As how could Tashbisu by beer mean Michatzois and up? Ari Rashi says Tashbisu is Bittul, and Bittul is before Chatzois. Ever the Ramban on Taisus. The Ramban says he's Choylik on Taisus in when the mitzvah of beer Tashbisu is. Taisus says the mitzvah of beer Tashbisu is right away Chatzois. At 12:01, not even 12:01, 12:00 and 1 second, you're mechuyev levara. They say the Brisker Rav by Ner Chanukah, you could mamish v'machaven your watch. In Shkia, he lit Ner Chanukah. He lit outside. You have to light it Shkia. He said you could be machaven your watch when he lit when Shkia was every day. Mamish, right that second. As on Tashbisu, everyone has to be a brisket rock. Shmak. All briskets. 12:01. First second afterwards, you gotta be mevarech. Frek the Ramban on Taisis, but you left it for a second. It's also to have chomets after Chatzos. How can you be mevarech after Chatzos? How can you say when the Torah says Tashbisu, it means do it 12:00 and 1 second? As a second went by when you left chametz, as you had for one chametz for 1 second after chatzos, it takes time to burn. As how could you say that's pshat in tashbisu? As must be tashbisu means 11:59. Bazei, even tashbisu of beer is 11:59. Aswadin Tashbisu of Bittul is 11:59. I Acholik says Tashbisu is Bachatzos. Zog the Ramban. What it means is it should be Mushbis by Chatzos. How is it Mushbis by Chatzos when you're Mashbis it a second before? As Geita Machlekes, the Ramban in places, before we're handling Bittul, the main machlekes is not in Bittul. The main machlekes is in beer. When the Torah says Tashbisu bechatzois, ma pshat b'zeh. The Ramban says it can't be 12 and 1 second because you let a second that it takes to burn it, as it has to mean before. And Tosfos holds not that way, that it means 12:01. What's the beer in this machlokes? On that is a minchas chinuch in mitzvah test. The minchas chinuch over there kindness and to say this the mitzvah in Hashposa. But before the Minchas Chinuch, let's a little bit on our own. Ma'od Yitachin, Tosis holds, it's not shayich that the mitzvah of Tashbisu should be at 11 to 29. Tosis says Tashbisu has to be 12 and a second. You can't do it at 11:59. Why? Because at 11:59, it's not chametz. The mitzvah is lahashbis chametz. Koidim it's nesar, it's not shayach to be makayim the mitzvah of hashbasas chametz. As I bezei Tosis held, if you're going to burn it at 11:59, you're going to accomplish that you don't have chametz, but you're not makayim the mitzvah. Says it, of hashbasas chametz, the taste is can chametz. It has to turn into chametz. If it's not chametz, if you mavar it, what are you doing? You mavar yummy, delicious bread. Cinnamon buns, cake. Das ist nicht kein chametz. Until it's nesar, das ist nicht kein chametz. As that's how the mitzvah of beer chametz.
Is that the species of sa'ar? It doesn't say the species
of chametz. Sa'ar is a sa'ar of chametz.
Just means sa'ar. It doesn't have to be here. You have to think chametz.
Tosis holds it's not shayich a din beer before it has a shame of a chaticha d'isur. I'm not being the guy. Okay, I see what's bothering, because I keep on stressing it's not chametz, as he's catching me on my words. What do you mean? The Torah says so. I don't mean the word chametz. If it doesn't have a din of chametz, if there's no chalois shame din of chametz on the chepsa, chametz meaning asa b'achila b'ano. In other words, let's say it a little bit more. If it's not a chaticha di isura, it's not shayich. Thus is the point. And the Ramban holds not that way. Could be there is such a spot. But over here, if you're going to wait till it becomes a chaticha di isura, as you're going to be a Ivernissa. Because you left it for a second. As therefore it has to be, the Torah is telling you, do it before. As Lefi said, the Machloikis, the Ramban in places, is a Lomdisha Machloikis in the Din Beer on the Chaticha Yisur of Chometz, past the Din Beer before or not. That is one way of understanding the Machlokes. What does Tosis do with the Ramban? The Ramban is, you're going to be over on a second. But are you talking? That Tosis Lishitasa, if you're Mashal Manas Levaroi, you're not over. Okay, thus is the beer. As the beer of the machlekes is a lomdish of machlekes in the din beer, when is it chal? That's what we would have said, behelim divrei, the minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch, on the other hand, wants to say this is a yisaydis diga machlekes, had it be mefarish, the mitzvah of tashbisu. Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu to do a Maisa Hashbasa? Or is the mitzvah of Tashbisu that Chomet should be Mushbis from your Rishus by Chatzos? Tosis learns the mitzvah of Tashbisu is to do a Maisa Hashbasa. As if the Torah says Tashbisu b'Chatzos, as the Torah obviously said, destroy it at Chatzos. As you have to wait till Chatzos to destroy it. Va'oid tainet deran, if you do Tashbisu before Chatzos, as you're not doing the mitzvah, it's koidim zmana. Avada, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. It's like somebody who sits in the sukkah and takes lulav now. Where if you're not a certain kind of chassidus that does this, you're not doing anything. Yeah. Sigonish Ver. Someone's gonna light the menorah now. Sigonish, it's Shaloi Bismano. It's Sigonish. It doesn't. It's like having Sudas Purim after, on the night after Purim. It's like Sigonish. It's not a party. It's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah has a zman. As the zman is michatzois ve'elach. That's the time to do the mitzvah. You can't say you're doing it before. Thus is the mitzvah. And the Ramban halb nishta say. The Ramban holds that the pirish of Tashbisu is shetehei mushbat. It should be mushbat by chatzos. It should be everything shouldn't your rishus shouldn't have chametz by chatzos. It's not a maisa. Memele, you can't tine if you burn it before. You're doing the mitzvah shelai bismanoi. When you burn it before, you don't get the mitzvah. The mitzvah is when chatzos comes and you don't have chametz. That's the mitzvah. As Einoch Inami, the regga before when you're burning it, you're not doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is when it's yigiyah chatzos ve'ein chametz b'shuscha. Boom, you get a mitzvah. As is the mitzvah taseh hashposo? Or is the mitzvah tehei mishpat? Thus is the thing. Frek de minchas chinuch on himself. Vazeh, I don't understand. Shitas Reb Yehuda is ein bir chametz elis reifa. How could there be a din of ein bir chametz elis reifa if when he's doing it, there's no maisa mitzvah anyway? It's koydim zman. Harei lefi the way the minchas chinuch understands, the mitzvah is shetehei mushbas. You should be in a matzav where chometz is mushbas. You're not makayim the mitzvah when you're doing the beer. You're makayim the mitzvah the rega chatzais comes. As how could there be a man diyama ein bir chometz elas reifa? And there are many rishonim that learn that means koydim chatzais the mitzvah is to do sreifa. Harei, there's no maisa mitzvah of doing hashpas. Why?
Because you weren't with
iron, correct? So what he means to say is with the lashon of the Yerushalmi that the best beer is burning, and it's not that sreifa is a maisa mitzvah, but the toitzav sreifa is the highest level of destroying. Chiddush. Minchas chinuch doesn't answer like you, but nice. Behelam divrei the minchas chinuch, we could have said the Ramban learns avada the mitzvah of tashbisu is du hashbasa. This is the mitzvah du hashbasa. Just the Ramban holds the mitzvah is du hashbasa koydim zman yisura, like the Ramban is masber. As Einoch Inami, the Ramban says that the mitzvah is sheheim mushbiz bechatzos. That's the toitzah of the mitzvah. The maisa mitzvah is make that it should be mushbiz by chatzos. The Ramban is not saying the chifz of the mitzvah, the mahus mitzvah is it should be mushbiz. The avada the mitzvah is make hashboso, do a maisa hashboso. The Ramban saying the pirush of the pasuk is the toichen of the mitzvah. Make it should be mushbis by chatzos. Oh, but the mitzvah could be before chatzos too. Okay, this is the chilas davar. But we have to see much, much more in the next sugya. This is being hashlama. As Bez Hashem tomorrow, we're going to see these sugya fighters. It's a very big hashlama on all these in